Then there's the utter misery that is college radio, where they apparently just let any bewildered freshman wander into the booth and try to run a radio station. Campus Outreach is looking for... Hang on. College radio can pretty much be summed up in five words.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Happy Easter, everybody. This is Radio Free GAC, and it starts now.
We'll be right back.
Isn't that how every car pretty much starts or doesn't? That was UFO, better known as the United Future Organization. They're a French-Japanese trio that released the album Third Perspective back in 1997 through Verve Records during the final months of the acid jazz hype. And that song was Fool's Paradise, and the trio became a duo that eventually took a hiatus, but after a little bit of research, they have been releasing a few singles through Sony Japan, much in the same vein. I first heard them through as a remix on a trip-hop compilation called Return with a Cool Five, spelled with a PH, and that was another mid-90s artifact worth a re-listen. So, hope you had a good Easter, a good Passover as well, too, and any other sort of perhaps pagan ritual that you may be having. Aloha. You're now tuned into Radio Free GAC, your source for the sounds of the cinematic on UBC's Shaketastic Community Radio Station 101.9 FM CITR in the fine city of Vancouver, online through www.citr.ca. Just to warn you, as I'm sure if you do listen to our online MP3 and OGG streams, that's been misbehaving for the past 24 hours or so. So you're not listening to the stream. You could probably pick up the podcast later. Once I'm allowed access to it again. But at the very least, there are two avenues of communication that you can reach me at. Actually, that's a lie, because right now I can't read radiofreegak@gmail.com. But you can always just phone the studio here, 604-822-2487. This week's feature is Manfred Huber and Siegfried Schwab's score to the early 70s sexadelic dance party film known as Vampiros Lesbos. And we'll begin with some dubstep. Code 9 is a Glaswegian DJ, best known as Steve Goodman to his parents, and he was at the Biltmore Cabaret this past Thursday along with local dubsteppers M-Red and Kamilkala. Locals should check out the Red Gate to catch Vancouver's dubstep scene in action, and I think that's on Friday nights, but I have to find that out. So let's listen to two cuts by Code 9, and we'll start off with last year's Babylon. This is CITR Vancouver. Nice. We'll be right back. We started off with Code 9's Babylon, and then we just heard Magnetic City there. Babylon can be found on last year's compilation called I Love Dubstep. And Magnetic City came out as a 12-inch through Soul Jazz Records. Sorry. And his most recent single is Black Sun through Code 9's own label, Hyperdub. Hyperdub's home to other dubstep artists like Burial, The Bug, and this next artist. And this is Zombie, which is the alias for a London producer who throws back more to the early 90s rave scene, and from last year's, this past December's EP called Zombie, spelt with a Y. This is One Up on CITR Vancouver. Mode Selector with the Rusty remix of the Black Block. The Black Block. And you can find that on part two of the German's Happy Birthday remixes, which is a little EP series that he's had in the past year or so. It's been a long birthday. You're listening to Radio Free Gak on CITR Vancouver 101.9 FM. This Montreal duo's first album, Sport de Combat, comes out tomorrow through Saboteur Musique. Here's Numéro... don't know what the sharp symbol is in French. I guess I'm going to label that with the octothorpe, but it's shift 3 on your keyboard. Standard US 101, 102 key keyboard there. If not, then it's, you know, whatever's on the phone pad there. Numéro Pound with Tonton Klaxon.
We'll be right back. oublier avec qui je suis venu. La chanson de l'été, je recommence, la même que l'an passé. Rabâcher mon vécu, faire croire que j'ai changé. Les gens autour de moi, c'est l'offre et la demande. Alors si je parle pas, c'est que j'ai du mal à vendre. C'est con, je peux te résumer. À l'intérieur du corps, le bruit qui résonne, c'est... De produits illicites. J'ai beau le cercueil et ses quelques fleurs. Moi j'appellerai l'hôtel, je réserverai une suite. L'argent autour de moi, ça les aide à comprendre. Si je traîne avec un sac, c'est que je veux braquer la banque. C'est con, je peux te résumer. À l'intérieur du corps, le bruit qui résonne. J'ai détruit la télé, ouais comme ça bang. Pas d'introduction, plus d'informations. Et c'est moi le roi sur terre. J'emplis des phrases et moi ça me rend fade. J'pars au Brésil, au modèle bikini. J'emplis des phrases et moi ça me rend fade. J'pars au Brésil, au modèle bikini.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
We'll be right back.
From Sweden. That's Jackpot. At least one of the many bands have been named Jackpot over these years. And that was Ragazza, a fusion of Italian disco and the electronic body music that came out in the 80s a lot. But that just came out last year as an A-side to a 12-inch out now through Permanent Records. You're listening to Radio Free Gak on CITR, Vancouver 101.9 FM. Our online streams are down, so you're going to be relying on the FM. If you do have a cable hookup, it is also 101.9 as well, too, in the Vancouver area. But if you are feeling forward keen and our website is operational, you can always go to www.citr.ca in a few hours, and you can always download this as a podcast. But stay tuned. Jeremy Shaw is a former Vancouverite now living in Berlin. As the act Circle Square, he released his album Songs About Dancing and Drugs last month, and it's been picking up sizable attention. And already at this point, remixes in both physical and digital form are surfacing. And here's one in the latter format, just off of MySpace. Here is Circle Square with the Rust Chimes versus Anorak remix of Dancers.
Answers go inside of yourself. No, 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 no,
from Hamilton, Ontario. That was Junior Boys with Parallel Lines, and that's off their latest album, Be Gone, Doll Care, out now through Domino. And the duo just played Saturday night at the Biltmore along with Max Tundra. And Saturday was an insane night for concerts. I ended up going to Staten Island to see the 11-piece... I didn't go to Staten Island. What on earth? I went to Richards on Richards to see a band from Staten Island in their 11-piece funk act called the Budos Band, and they shook it awesomely. Picked up some 7-inches, which I was going to bring here tonight, but I left them at home because I'm excellent. So next week, I'll play a little bit more funk that way. You're listening to CITR Vancouver.
Music Ways 2009 is now accepting submissions. This year's festival runs June 10th to 13th.
This summer, Music Waste will be celebrating 15 years of independence.
As the other local independent music festivals, large and small, have come and gone, Music Waste will once again highlight Vancouver's most interesting and innovative music. A testament to the strength of this musical community and the wealth of talent, Music Waste is Vancouver's independent music festival.
Submission deadline, April 15th.
Please email your submissions to submissions@musicwaste.ca. And, or, for more information, contact Cameron Reed by email at cameron@musicwaste.ca or visit the website at www.musicwaste.ca.
You're listening to Radio Free GAC on CITR Vancouver. Before we get to tonight's feature, let's slowly shift gears towards a slightly psychedelic sound. From these electric sounds, we'll move to These Electric Lives from Southern Ontario. From their 2006 self-released album, Learn By Doing, here is Hit the Ground Running.
We'll be right back. man, this is Big J Magneto. Man, if you want to hear all the great sounds, you got to listen to this cat, man, because this is, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, the greatest sound.
Sylvie with Instruments of War off the Saskatchewan band's album Trees and Shade, Our Only Fences. And before that, from New Jersey, we heard Jason Forrest, no longer working with his DJ Donna Summer alias, which I think had either three N's or three M's or something else in there, kind of misspelt, like, oh, those dubsteppers. And what we heard was 10 Amazing Years off his album called The Unrelenting Songs of the 1979 Post-Disco Crash. For you music buyers, this Saturday's Independent Record Store Day, so check your local shop to see what events or sales or mother at mad plans are in store for you this April 18th. Meanwhile, if you thought this last weekend was busy, well, since it's April, there are concerts galore. Tonight, there's a sold-out show that we should be aware of here, and that's the Presets at the Commodore. Also tonight are Intelligence, Sex Church, and Gang Violence, and they're at the Biltmore. Tomorrow, the 14th of April, we have Turbo Negro at the Commodore. There's Sebastian Tellier with Chairlift at Richards on Richards. On Wednesday, Fake Shark, Real Zombie, and the SSRIs and Hard Feelings will be at the Media Club. Our friends at Simon Fraser University's radio station CJSFFM will have their 6th birthday party on Thursday. They'll be joined by Wintermitz, Blackberry Wood, and the Trapdoors at the Biltmore. On Friday, April 17th, we have the Apollo Ghosts, the Collapsing Opposites Search Parties, Zombie Pistolero at Mel Lahan's campaign office. On Saturday, we have Black Kids and Mates of State at the Commodore and Mr. Lifts at Richards on Richards. On April 19th, which is a Sunday, we have Vetiver at the Biltmore. On April 21st, we have the Cold War Kids with Crystal Antlers, and they sold out the Commodore. On April 22nd, Red Cedar have the release party, and we'll be joined by the Gref Band and Valerie Graham at the Railway Club. That same night at Richards, we have Glass Candy with Desire and Channels 3x4. For you metalheads, April 23rd, we have Mastodon with Kylesa and Intronaut at the Commodore. And then at the Biltmore, we have Attack in Black. For the hip-hop heads, next Friday, April 24th, on Richards at Richards, it's Z-Trip. And then at the Biltmore, it's Baraka Som Sistema. On April 25th, Thunder Heist and Winter Gloves will be at the Biltmore, and that atmosphere is at the Commodore. And then, on April 26th, Dan Deacon and Future Heads and Teeth Mountain will be in Richards on Richards. And then Block Party starts the first night of two with Hot Hot Heat at the Commodore, and that extends on to the 27th. And just as an advisory, the Stones Throne Tour concert at the Biltmore is canceled, so I think you can get tickets from the point of purchase. We have a show pro coming up once Burley has caught up to speed, and our streaming site is still down based on the computer in front of me, so please stay tuned to 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
It's only a dream. Power Core, every Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
That was awesome. There we had Manfred Huber and Siegfried Schwab with People's Playground Version A, which comes from the 1971 film Vampiros Lesbos, which is tonight's feature on Radio Free GAC here on CITR Vancouver. Now, this movie's a bit of a weird cult film here in that it never actually was released here in North America, but it was a big hit in Europe. It was based on another tale of Dracula. And this was based on Dracula's son, but as evidenced by the title, which I think is Spanish, it's Lesbian Vampires. It basically came out in 1971, and it basically featured a story about an actress whose name eludes me right now because all my notes are on the internet, and the internet is not available here. And I don't have a fancy iPhone, so we're relying on my untrusty memory here. But it's starred Eva Strombach as a woman haunted by dreams of this woman enticing her over to come visit, and they have sort of passionate love and all the wonderful stuff that way. And what happens is she goes on a business trip to Turkey, and she has to go visit one of the islands off the coast there. And then she is basically seduced by the woman of her dreams, who turns out to be a vampire, one of the many offspring of Count Dracula himself. So Manfred Huber and Siegfried Schwab were joined by Dennis Franco, I believe. I wrote down the last name Franco, figuring that would trigger my memory of what the name was. But I think Franco provided the main theme to the film, but Manfred Huber and Siegfried Schwab provided the bulk of the score. And this came out originally on a pressing through Mercury Records in 1971. For some reason, some notes say 1969, but it's very rarely that the soundtrack comes out 2 years before the film, unless there's some massive distribution problems. Although evidenced by the lack of release here, there were. But Motel Records, which was an offshoot of the German label Crippled Dick Hot Wax, they released the album in 1996, which is where I found it. And oddly enough, this is where the station library found it as well, too. So we'll start off with the first track, which I believe was used in one of Quentin Tarantino's films. If not this one, then the one following that. So we'll start off with Droge CX9 on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Thank you. We started off with Droge CX9, then we heard The Lions and the Cucumber, and then that sort of that ominous chanting there is Countdown to Nowhere, then we heard Necronomania, and in the background here we hear the Stones rip off here, but in this case there is no satisfaction at all. There's No Satisfaction. All by Manfred Huber and Siegfried Schwab for the psychedelic dance party known as Vampiros Lesbos. The film that came out in 1971 in Europe was a cult film there, smuggled here often, never fully released, and then the soundtrack was released in 1996 through Motel Records. And that basically concludes Radio Free Gag for this week. Next week, we'll take a look 10 years back at the separate work that Danny Saber and Cliff Martinez provided to Steve Soderbergh's film The Limey, which came out the same year as his fantastic Out of Sight. Coming up at 9 p.m., Gavin Walker is here with The Jazz Show. And then, after some of our fantastic overnight programming, which I think currently consists right now of some repeating CDs, 6 a.m. Tuesday morning rolls around. Arthur and Andrea come at you with Pacific Picking. So stay tuned to CITR 101.9 FM through the nighttime. That is the Vancouver Spring. So hopefully next week we'll have our internet problems sorted, so that way all of you can listen online how you normally do. But in case you did miss it, you can always download the MP3 easily as a podcast. Once I get home, I can probably see the podcast server at that point, so tune in to CITR.ca. You can begin that with a triple W there, or you go to my site, GAC.ca. I need to sort of like tinker with my site a little bit more. Good news is I got WordPress working. Yes, but now I have to import everything I had before, which always takes a bit of time. We'll end up with a Neil Young and Crazy Horse song that was used in Claire Denis' 1999 film Beau Travail, which was a look back at the French Foreign Legion through the eyes of some soldiers. But it was a very moody piece, very little dialogue, and if there was something going on, it was just sort of the mundane routines that a soldier went through in the northern African desert. This song comes originally off of the 1994 album Sleeps with Angels, which was a callback to Neil Young's album Tonight's the Night. So, from Sleeps with Angels, here's Neil Young and Crazy Horse with Safeway Cart. Enjoy yourself, and see you in 7.
so sad.
That's right. You are listening to CRTR FM and cable 101.9 or on the web www.citr.ca. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show coming up with Gavin Walker. Spelled backwards, Nivag Reklaw.